This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Friday afternoon. I'm Kelly Murphy and this is Red FM's daily news podcast. Former journalist Ian Bailey has reiterated he's an innocent man on the 26th anniversary of Sophie Toscan de Plantier. The French woman was murdered at her holiday home near Skull in December 1996. No one has ever been charged with Sophie's murder in Ireland, although Ian Bailey was twice arrested. Mr. Bailey was convicted in his absence in Paris 3 years ago, but the Irish courts have refused to extradite him to serve a jail sentence. He says he will continue to cooperate with Gardaí.
I have been standing by and I'm happy to cooperate. I've said this right from the beginning in any meaningful way I can with the reinvestigation. I haven't heard anything from them. I gather that they are, you know, following other lines of inquiry and interviewing people.
Cork Airport are expecting a large number of passengers to arrive into the terminal over the next few days. Earlier this month, management said they expect over 135,000 passengers will arrive into and leave the terminal between then and the 6th of January. It's the first time in 3 years that COVID travel restrictions have not been in place, and the airport is reminding people to allow plenty of time for their journey. Speaking to Red FM News, communications manager at Cork Airport, Barry Holland, has this advice for passengers.
We would advise passengers to arrive at least 2 hours before their flight is due to depart, and allowing additional time if they are checking in a bag. But also as well, when it comes to security, it's very important that passengers are reminded that not to wrap any gifts or presents, as they will be subject to an inspection by security staff at security screening, and also as well not to bring any Christmas crackers on board an aircraft. They are strictly prohibited.
8:24 p.m. is the average time children will go to bed on Christmas Eve. More than half will wake at least twice during the night as they await a visit from Santa. The study by mattress company Silent Night found 10% will stay up past 10 p.m. Sleeping by the chimney is not recommended, as Santa needs all the room he can get to deliver his presents. All I want for Christmas is lower blood pressure. Listening to Mariah Carey's festive hit can do just that, according to scientists. Researchers had previously discovered that classical music can be good for blood pressure levels. Aarhus University has now uncovered that Christmas music has a similar effect.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
Starting with football, and holders Liverpool are out of the Carabao Cup. They lost 3-2 to Manchester City at the Etihad last night to exit the competition at the last 16 stage. Boss Jurgen Klopp says they played well but didn't do enough to win the game.
We played a good game but not good enough to beat City tonight, and that says something but not everything. So that's just how it is when you can win against City, or we can win against City if we are really on top of our game. We weren't tonight.
City will be away to Southampton in next month's quarterfinals. Manchester United were drawn at home to League One strugglers Charlton. Nottingham Forest will entertain Wolves, and Newcastle will face Leicester City. In the Women's Champions League group campaign, Chelsea secured a comfortable 3-0 victory at home to French side Paris Saint-Germain. In rugby, the first of the festive interprovincial derbies take place tonight. Connacht take on Ulster at the Sports Ground in the United Rugby Championship. Kick-off is at 7:35. Finally to darts, and it was a night of shocks and scares at the PDC World Darts Championship last night. 8th seed James Wade was beaten by Jim Williams. 5th seed Luke Humphreys had to come from 2 sets to 0 down to beat Florian Hempel. And Gary Anderson had to dig deep to beat Medaris Rasma 3-1. Today is the final day of action at Alexandra Palace prior to Christmas, and Brendan Dolan helps get things rolling this afternoon. The Fermanagh man goes up against Jimi Hendrix. And that's the sport with Grandin's Toyota.
The 5 biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.